on the ice, though. Malkin's pass to him was stopped by Tuck. And then Crosby stays with it, wins the puck back. Hands off for Brian Rust. Now Crosby dropped off. Malkin's shot blocked. Got it again right there, and they score! It's Brian Rust on the power play. And Pittsburgh has got back within one.
I wanted to, you know, going into it the last few games here, I wanted to find a way, and sometimes it doesn't work out the way. Obviously, we don't play together on a line that often, so, you know, whether it was power play or that sort of thing, but, you know, I was hoping that I'd have an opportunity to try to find him, and it worked out. You know, he set up me so nice there for my 500th. I was hoping I could return the favor, and his was a little more work than mine. Just, you know, beautiful goal, and, you know, a huge goal for us too in the game. Unfortunately, we didn't keep the lead, but that was a big one for us.
Yeah, you won the game, Sid, and you hit a couple of milestones. That was the 1,600th point for Sidney Crosby. Evgeny Malkin with 500 goals set up by Sid, and I thought that was perfect. Each guy helped the other guy do their thing, and they didn't have to split the puck in half. And it's so cool to be able to see this when they're 37 and 38th respectively. And they won the game, and I'm happy they did because it would have soured what was otherwise a magical night at PPG Paints Arena. And I wonder how Penguins fans come down on this at 412-928-9370. What's this year about? Like, you want to see them make the playoffs, but I can't think of many better ways to be entertained on a chilly Wednesday, October evening than getting to watch these guys still seemingly, bizarrely, amazingly at the height of their powers, getting closer to 40. They are closer to 40, much closer to 40 than they are to 30. So is it about just watching these guys every night? Do you need to see them win a playoff series? For me, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. And Doran, I'm happy that they're still going to be Penguins and probably going to finish their careers here in Pittsburgh.
I think that, honestly, I'm taking on the mentality I think that they have. I think that they're going to enjoy the ride right now. And I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's like, all right, give us some hope. And in the process of doing that, we get to watch the, you know, three guys that brought us so much joy and brought us championships. And now they are getting older. We know that the ending's near, but the way that they've been playing, you know, at least Malkin and Crosby, the way they've been playing, you're like, man, like, keep it up, please. And that's how they're playing. They're playing like, I'm gonna enjoy the ride. And it's almost not, it is serious, but it's almost like, hey, we know that the time is coming to an end. Let's just give it our all every single night. Like, not that they didn't before, but they just seem like that they're playing at the pond. At least last night they did.
Yes.
After, and we'll get into that, but after a certain situation had to be dealt with, they look like they are playing at the pond. And I think that that's probably their approach every single night, that they get a chance to suit up and to put on that sweater and go out there on the ice and play with each other. Like, hey, we're just in the backyard like we were kids, thinking and hoping that we could play in the NHL one day and play professional hockey one day. That's how 71 is playing, at least.
Oh my God.
Right now. And it's awesome to see. You know, at least last night it was awesome.
He's galloping around out there. We haven't seen the turnovers from Malkin.
I mean, he's cheering and he's getting the crowd all revved up. Like, he's emotional.
Crosby and Malkin on the bench when one of the goals was scored, they have this embrace,
yeah,
and they're still having fun out there. And I don't know if this means as much to Penguins fans as it does to me. I assume that it does, but these guys genuinely love each other.
Yes.
They're the platonic ideal of the perfect teammates, great role models. It is such a unique thing, and I hope we all appreciate it. I know I do. These guys come into the league 2 decades ago-ish, and they were supposed to be the next ones. Certainly Crosby, and he's lived up to that. Malkin comes in, and when he got here, it gave them that jolt, and then they start winning.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done nothing but win ever since. And I know the last 2 years they didn't make the playoffs, but that was the first time 2 years ago that they've been on the team together and hadn't made the playoffs. They've achieved everything they were supposed to achieve. They've won 3 championships. They've each won the Conn Smythe playoff MVP, scoring leaders, MVPs. And I know that it hasn't gone the way we've wanted it to since 2018, but Crosby goes to Children's Hospital. He never puts a skate over the line. He's the one athlete that if I would say, hey, you can look up to him and you can't expect it not to be let down, he's that guy.
Yes.
Evgeny Malkin, a good guy. Chris Letang, a good guy. And they all care for each other and they want to play together. And there's something unique about that that you don't really see very often in professional sports. It's not just, oh, we want to wear the same sweater for our entire careers. No, we want to do it together. And that might not have been the best decision to build towards the next time the Penguins hoist the Stanley Cup. But you know what? It sure is fun. And especially last night, I'm happy it's worked out the way that it has.
I saw Chris Letang. I talked to him for a minute at the Dallas Cowboys Steeler game. And
wait, real quick.
Yes.
Name drop.
No name drop. I was like, what's going on? Yeah, name drop.
Big name drop.
I saw Chris Letang and David Morehouse, and I was talking to Letang a little bit. I was like, oh, you couldn't get enough after the first game, because remember they got announced and they came out and they were waving the terrible towels, and he was like, that was one of the most unbelievable experiences, you know, that I've really had. And I just saw that like look in his eye, and this is like a couple weeks ago, that it seemed like a guy that was like, you know what, I'm going to take it all in at this point, because I don't know if I'll ever get these feelings back. And these are things that I never got to experience because I was so like directly focused on hockey. That now it's kind of like you sit down, you kind of kick your feet up, and it's like, I'm just going to go play. I'm going to enjoy other things. I'm going to experience this city because I love it here. And that has almost translated on the ice. And I think that that's kind of their identity this year, at least the big three of Malkin and Letang and Crosby is, listen, you know, they've brought a lot of joy to the city, and I know that the city has brought a lot of joy to them, and it is coming to the end.
Yes.
And it's like, let's just go play hockey. Let's go do something that we were born with a stick in our hand to do ever since we were little. And you could just tell that he was just like taking it all in. And it wasn't just about the football game. It was just about the city. And it just seems to me like even Malkin last night, and I'm reiterating this, but it seems like to me like they're just going playing free and, you know, having that nothing to lose mentality. But at the same time, it's like if we can hit at the right time, we can always have a chance.
I do think they've got a chance to make the playoffs here. And look, I said cynically, as we got into our Penguins talk leading into the season, that even if they get in, it's a young man's game, and they're probably not going to do anything. I don't know. I wouldn't underestimate what these guys could do, thinking that it might be their last dance. Like, if they get in, knowing how hard it is to get there, knowing how hard it is to achieve the ultimate prize, making the most of that. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but don't rule them out for something special. And I hope that we could see that. But I'm going to take this one day at a time. Cynically, last week, Penguins lose 6-0 to the Rangers, and we were kind of down. Callers were down. Texters were down. Where are we in Pittsburgh sports right now? Well, sometimes you just got to take a minute. What's the line from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Your favorite one.
Yeah. Stop and look around once in a while. You might miss it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to blink and these guys aren't going to be Penguins anymore. And so I don't know where this season leads. But don't you just want to appreciate them every single night? Can it just be mostly about soaking it in? Because 3 years from now, 4 years from now, there are going to be some kids out there.
Yep.
And we're going to embrace them too. But this era of Penguins hockey will be closed.
It'll be gone.
It'll be done.
We'll be.
And you can't get it back. And all we'll have is reminiscing.
Yeah, the memories.
And we can reminisce now, but you can also enjoy what's right in front of you. My wife was surprised last night when I said Sidney Crosby has been playing since 2005, 2006.
Yep.
She goes, I still think of him as a kid. I said, babe, you and I watched game 4 of the 2009 Stanley Cup final at prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have two kids. We have life insurance. We have a will. Like, that's how long this dude's been playing. And he's still doing it. So, I don't know. Stop around. Stop. Look around once in a while. You might miss it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Last night was special. I got chills.
Just by the way that it happened, it just made so much sense.
I'm happy they won, too.
I'm happy that they won.
That would have been, because I thought Crosby setting up Geno for 500, this franchise has had so many great moments, playoff and regular season. That's a really great regular season moment. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had lost, we probably would have come in today going, oh, man, it's awesome. Like, appreciate these guys, but.
Kind of like when Yager got his jersey. That same feeling.
Yes.
That same feeling.
Yes. Yes.
You like you go into that game and you watch that whole ceremony and you're just so, you feel like you're a part of the team. You feel like you're a part of everything. And then for them to lose, like you almost had it in your mind, like there's no way they lose, right? And then they do.
It felt like they had everything going for them yep. that night, and yep. then they totally blew it. Texter, it's a Penguins love fest now, but when things go bad, you'll say, why did they keep these guys together? Nah, man, just enjoy it. It is what it is. Like, there's no point, if you're one of the people who says they should have rebuilt and traded these guys, well, there's no point bitching now. They are what they are. They've got what they've got. Bottom six all of a sudden looks kind of good. Carlson out to lunch for most of the game, but hell of a pass on the game-winning goal, which is the other thing. Honestly, I'm happy they blew it. I'm happy they blew it because then Crosby gets to score his first goal of the season,
mm-hmm.
and he hit his milestone. The whole thing was so fitting. And a 6-5 game is so Penguins.
Yes.
We've been watching 6-5 games since 1984 at Mario Lemieux, and the football team in this town is all about grit, hard-nosed defense, running the ball, and this is a blue-collar town. But when it comes to the Penguins, they've been the Globetrotters for 40-plus years. So for it to be 6-5 and Crosby scoring an OT, I thought it was perfect.
Well, if you want to look at some like season and game positives and, you know, just kind of future positives and even past negatives, what was their record in overtime last year?
Bad. They lost 11 games.
Right. Like, this is a good way to start with your first overtime win and your first overtime, and you get a win. Because that's something that came to bite them in the end of the, you know, end of the season last year, is some of those losses they had, they didn't get the points that they needed.
Absolutely. A really good point by you. And you look at what they were able to do on the power play last night, they scored twice. And they won in overtime.
Uh-huh.
On the power play.
On the power play, yeah.
Like, this is a game they might lose last year.
Yep.
You know what we're not seeing on the power play anymore either? Not to go like X's and O's or anything like that. We're not seeing that hokey 50-foot drop pass anymore. They've cut that out. Thank you, David Quinn. Thank you. I thought they played well last night. I think the final score wasn't necessarily even indicative of how well they played. A couple bad goals allowed early. Got an issue there. But how big of an issue? Maybe not a huge one because Blomqvist comes in and is really good. We'll get to that coming up next. Real quick, one more thing on Crosby. He got 3 years, right, on the contract. Jaromír Jagr, second all-time in points with 1,921. Crosby's sitting at 1,602. He's 319 points away from Jagr. Okay. I'm sure he wants to win another championship. Duh. And I'm sure he thinks, realistically or not, that they can win a championship here. He believes in his guys. He believes in himself. That's what he's shooting for. I think he sticks around until he breaks Jagr's mark.
I can see that. Yep.
No one's ever going to catch Gretzky. Forget about it. But Alex Ovechkin's going to be the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history when it's all said and done. I think it would mean a lot to Sid to be the number two scorer of all time and to pass a Penguins legend in Jaromír Jagr. And I think he absolutely can do it.
For sure.
He's 37 now. I know the deal he just signed. I could see him playing till he's 42, 43. And mm-hmm. if he does that, I would be stunned, actually, if he doesn't catch Jagr. Only 319 points away.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Yep.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. One Steelers player really spilled the beans on what happened at practice yesterday. We'll tell you about that, but we're also going to get into the Jari situation when we come back. What a night at PPG Paints Arena. Almost called it the igloo. We're going in the Wayback Machine. Crosby, 1,600 points. Malkin, 500 goals at 37 and 38 years old, respectively. Take a snapshot mentally. Enjoy it. Soak it in. Love it. Fant Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. A couple of things on that before we talk about the Tristan Jarry-shaped elephant in the room, Dorian. Gunnar Stahl is a guy on Twitter. I forget what his real name is. Ryan Wilson, I think. He tweeted out, if David Steckel hadn't given Crosby that concussion back in 2011, and Crosby misses a year and a half, think about where he'd be point-wise.
Right.
And so he extrapolated it out, going by points per game, and who knows if this would be the exact figure, but ballparking it, Crosby could have like 1,840 points right now, and he'd be less than 100 away from Jágr. So he's achieved all this, and basically year and a half, didn't play, and then, you know, he was good right away when he came back, but not exactly the same player. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a time where we didn't know. Like, that could have been it.
Right.
That could have been it for Crosby in his prime. One more thing. We got people texting in, yeah, but it's not going to lead to a championship this year, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes we let ring culture get in the way of everything, Doran. Like, they've won 3 championships. How many are they supposed to win?
Right.
Every
year.
Like, did Brady ruin it for everybody because they were going to the AFC Championship every single year and he wins seven rings? Like, they won 3. Crosby and Malkin and Letang have won more than Lemieux did. So, yes, we would all love to see them win another championship, of course. But if you can only enjoy sports when your team wins the championship, then it's a miserable experience.
For sure.
There have been a lot of good years that they haven't won. 01, and I'm going to shut up in a second here, Doran, but 01, when Lemieux comes back from retirement and they go to the conference final and you realize, oh my God, this guy can still run roughshod over the league. They didn't win. That was one of my favorite years ever growing up watching sports.
Yeah.
It was amazing, and they didn't win.
All you have to do is really put your mind into what it's going to be like whenever they're gone. Like, I mean, and we have the opportunity to do that because – you know, we've had so many opportunities to see good players here in Pittsburgh that, you know, we do know what it's like when Ben's gone now and how it looks. We do know what it's like whenever certain players do leave and you're stuck in this place because you're so used to winning, you're so used to watching those players day in and day out, week in and week out. We can get our minds to thinking like, hey, how about we just live in this moment right now? Because it's not going to be like this forever. And it's probably going to come sooner than later. So you might as well just enjoy what's going on right
now. Yes!
I mean, because you know that it's going to end. You know, and you know that it's probably not going to look not even nearly as close that it did during the heyday of 71, 87, 58.
Right.
It's not.
Someone texted in, really kind of bouncing off of your point just there, Doran, that you had Ben as a rookie in 04, and then they win in 05. And then you get Crosby. And it wasn't a great year, but he plays with Lemieux. And then they make the playoffs in 07 with Malkin there. And you've got Ben at the infancy of his career. You've got those guys at the infancy of their careers. And 05, 08 for the Steelers. 2010, they go back. Penguins go in 07, 08. They win in 08, 09. And to be a young sports fan at that time, folks, look, you're probably going to see another championship in your lifetime. You're not guaranteed anything.
Mm-mm.
But are you ever going to see that again? All at one time?
No way.
Probably not. And I lean more towards the no way side of things like you just said. One more text I think is a good one. Should they retire Fleury, Letang, Malkin, and Crosby together? Or should they retire their numbers separately? I would bet good money that those guys would all want to get retired together. I would also bet good money that an organization that wants to make money would spread all that stuff out to get as many butts in seats as possible.
Letang, Fleury together, Malkin by himself, Crosby by himself.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. People didn't appreciate Fleury enough while he was here. And then when Fleury left, oh my God, we miss Mark. Right. He's such a great guy.
Of course.
And that is the thing, man. All these guys, good people too. And you don't always get that. Like, there's a lot of great people in sports, but for your 4 best players for that long to all be the great guys they were, super rare thing to see. Texter, what year were you born, Adam? I'm not telling. What, you want my social security number? You want my address? 1990. So that was my time. People saw it with Lemieux. Like when Lemieux comes up, then you add Yager to the mix. Like we've been so blessed to be Penguins fans.
Oh yeah.
So blessed. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Crosby needs 319 points to catch Jaromír Jágr. Will he surpass him? That'll be the Twitter poll for today. Coming up next, Dan Moore Jr. Kind of, he let the cat out of the bag regarding the Steelers. Plus, we do got to get into that Jari conversation that I totally forgot about that segment because I was waxing poetic and we were about the past. So we'll talk about Jari. What did Dan Moore say? All coming your way. Dan Moore Jr. yesterday said, yep, Russ Wilson got first team reps. We knew that was going to happen. He also said he was the first guy to get first team reps. So you would have thought maybe it would have been McCormick or McCollum, one of these young guys, but their second most veteran offensive lineman and their most tenured offensive lineman with the Steelers, like, yeah, it was Russ. Meanwhile, Tomlin coming off the field, we're going to keep that in-house. Yeah. Guess nobody told Dan Moore. We'll get into that, of course, over the course of the show. And we've got Pat Bostick in with us from 7 o'clock until 9. So a ton of football on the way. But, man, we talked about this with the Steelers. Oh, the wide receiver two position's not great. Why? Well, they didn't address it. Oh, slot corner's been a problem. Why? Well, we knew that was going to be an issue coming in. Tristan Jari, an issue again for the Penguins. Three goals given up on the first five shots of the game. Gets pulled, gets booed, mercilessly coming off the ice. And then Joel Blomqvist comes in and stops two breakaways, made all the timely saves, gave the Penguins a chance to ultimately win this game. Doran, is it as simple as don't give Jari the net back? Because I kind of think it is.
Yes. I mean, whenever things look different, and especially like you don't even take into account of anything that, outside of just what you see with your eyes. It looks different whenever somebody else goes in the net. It looks different. And then whenever you take account into who is going to into the net, a guy in his third start, NHL start, a guy that's a rookie, looks night and day different. Like the guy just doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have the confidence. Never really had the confidence. And sometimes he will play good. I understand that. That's what warranted, you know, his contract. But the injuries, the playoff performances, the performances, I mean, the guy split time last year with Nedeljkovic.
When you needed to win down the stretch, he got left out of the lineup exactly. 13 consecutive games.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're one of the top goalies in the NHL, like, that doesn't happen.
No.
You don't go back and forth.
No, you don't take go to the second guy. The net at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's giving it away again. So,
quick.
I mean, I don't know what Nedeljkovic's situation is, but it has to be Blomqvist and Nedeljkovic.
Like, I agree.
I don't know the minutia of like how you make that happen, or you wave or trade. Like, I don't know how they're going to deal with that. But you owe it to the team. You owe it to the guys we just talked about for the first half hour of the show to put the best player in the net night in and night out. And that clearly isn't Tristan Jari right now. Clearly isn't. And I don't see him coming back and being this all-star goalie.
No, I don't think he's got that bounce back factor. No. We just seen it through this point in his career. If he did, I mean, I think about his playoff numbers, comes up small in the biggest moments. I think about the turnover in the Islanders series, where I really thought the Penguins had a chance there. They've been let down by goaltending in their most recent couple of playoff appearances, and one of the reasons they've been let down is because Tristan Jari is not healthy. I'm kind of oddly happy that this is happening right now. That he didn't start off really good, and we convince ourselves that because of his talent, a multiple-time All-Star, oh, wow, maybe he's actually figured it out. Oh, wow, he's staying healthy. No, you find out early. You played five games. He's clearly not better than the other guy. Both players drafted in the first round. Blomqvist was an AHL All-Star last year. He's got pedigree. It's not like even Nedeljkovic last year where you were riding the hot hand. No, this could be, probably should be your goaltender of the future here. Run with him. And it's different than the Russell Wilson thing because Russell Wilson's been there, done that. Tristan Jari's been there and disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to play Jari, you're playing him over the future, and he's clearly the worst guy right now. Look, you're going to have to eat it here. It's a bad decision to not trade him this offseason by Kyle Dubas. It was a bad decision to give him the contract in the first place. I know money's money. And I know you've got one salary cap to adhere to, but you also owe it, like you said, to Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson to put the best guy in there between the pipes. Because if you get average goaltending, if you get above average goaltending, if you get good goaltending, you're going to have a shot. You're going to have a shot. So play the kid.
Well, and the kid is pretty good, too.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the guy, and I think I said three starts. I think he has two starts, and he only has three games that he played in. So, excuse me there. But, you know, I pay attention to what the big-time players have to say. And I do like watching, and I don't know if we talked about this on air, but I heard Pony and Muller talk about this yesterday. And I don't know if we talked about this on air a couple days ago or off air, but they said exactly what we were saying about the TNT broadcast with the NHL in comparison and doing the same model of the NBA. I can't remember if we did it on or off, but I listened to, you know, Biz. I like him. I like what he brings to the table. But I also listened to Henrik Lundqvist, and he gave a lot of praise to Blomqvist. And whenever a guy like that gives praise and gives the details of the praise,
yes,
it's pretty significant. And he was detailing his game and how impressed he was and how poised he is and talking about how tight he is in the net and how he keeps his arms in and how he just nothing does faze him. You're getting praise like that, and especially in the moment that you had to come in and revive the team, that's pretty significant. How could you turn your back on that right now? Knowing that everything that has to fall into place this year, and we talked about a lot of things with the Penguins, and it's only been a few games. Like, you owe it to Sidney Crosby, you owe it to Chris Letang, you owe it to Evgeny Malkin. You have a young guy that is probably going to be your future. He was an all-star last year, has worked his way up, and then he comes in, and you get to have that moment you did last night with Malkin and Crosby because of that kid.
Yeah.
Because of him.
If Jari plays the entire game, you're not getting that. You're giving up seven goals and you're losing.
You're not getting that.
No.
How could you turn? I don't know how you could sit there and really tell yourself that it would be appropriate to go back to 35, to go back to Jari.
They know too.
Yes.
They know too. It's
and
so
they love
deflating.
Them. Yeah. They love him, but like it is what it is. They're trying to win, man.
Yes. And you need to win now in October. I mean, it's just as important now as it is at the end of the season. We have hit on that a bunch because it's true. They've missed the playoffs by, what, a combined 3 points the last 2 years? Like, if Jari just, hey, you have the net, figure it out. They lose yesterday, and there's 2 points flushed down the toilet. Lundqvist, to your point, he said, I think, talking about Blomqvist, I think this guy is going to take over the net.
Yep.
He sees it. Crosby sees it, Malkin sees it, Letang sees it, Carlson sees it. Doesn't mean that he wasn't left out to dry a little bit. People are texting that in.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay. But
you're allowed to make a save.
Yes, Blomqvist dealt with the same thing.
You're allowed to make a save. You're getting paid a lot of money.
Yes.
You're allowed to do that.
Yes, you need to do that.
Yeah.
It's not always how bad the goal is, but the timing of it. And Blomqvist twice stopped breakaways.
Breakaways, yep.
Because you're pushing to try to score, to try to get back into the game, and so you're going to take some chances. You need your goalie on the other end to bail you out. That was Fleury's strength. You look at the stats sometimes. Fleury's stats weren't always great in Pittsburgh. Didn't win a Vezina until he left. I think about, what's his face? Jackass, who was here before. Well, with Lemieux.
Barrasso.
Thank you, Tom Barrasso. I don't know why Tom Barrasso fell out of
Jackass.
My head. Like, you look at it, you look at his stats. They weren't always great, but he got left out to dry because the way the Penguins have always wanted to play hockey, he made the save. That's what Blomqvist did last night.
Yeah.
He made the saves at the moments. And yeah, he gives up a couple in the third. Okay. But they don't get there. They don't get to overtime if he doesn't make the saves he made in the
Absolutely.
Second period and down the stretch.
Absolutely.
So he's got to be the guy.
Yeah, how could you ignore that? How could you ignore that? It is what it is. You're trying to win. And, you know, I mean, it gave those guys a shot of life, clearly.
Yes. Play the best guy.
Like, whenever you're Crosby and you're those guys, like, and you see a young guy that goes in the net, like, your mindset is like, we can't let this guy sit on the island by himself. And he saved them. And they saved him, and that's how it works. And they will play. They love Jari, clearly. Like, that's their guy. But at the end of the day, it's about W's, man. It really is. And this has to be the right decision. They can't even think too hard about this.
No.
You can't think too hard about this situation.
Put him on waivers, and he'll clear, and let him spend some time in Wilkes-Barre like Miroslav Chatan, like Wade Redden did back in the day for the Rangers. It sucks, but look, handing out the money, bad. Not trading in this offseason, bad. But playing him, you're paying him and actively torpedoing your chances. I would rather just have to eat it and not actively torpedo the chances to win hockey games and get to the playoffs. All right, 412-928-9370. You can text us. A reminder, PetFest 24, presented by Subaru, is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. A controversial tweet from Mark Caboli, and back to those comments from Dan Moore Jr. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic joining us from 7 o'clock until 9. Mark Caboli tweeted out last night, "I'm not turning on the furnace yet. Yes, I'm that guy." I don't believe him. And the reason I bring this up is because Mark has told us he's now getting paid for his tweets, and he just tweets a whole bunch of nonsense now.
Yes.
He just wants interaction.
Yes.
Do you see the new block feature on on X?
Yes.
So now all the people that we've blocked over the years can see our tweets.
Yes.
They can't interact with us, but they can see everything we put out there.
So what does that even mean?
I don't know. Have you blocked a lot of people?
Yeah. I block people all the time.
You're a block guy?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I don't need that energy.
I'm with you on that.
Don't need it.
I mute more people than I block. I think the last guy that I blocked was Dejan Kovacevic. And that's because one day I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see that Dejan blocked me. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
You blocked him back?
I blocked him back. I blocked him back. Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a big block reciprocator. One time I was going back and forth with John Steigerwald over something stupid, probably on Twitter. And he called me a snowflake.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, John, what the hell, man? And so then he blocks me. So I blocked him.
You blocked him back?
I blocked him back.
Blocked him back.
I blocked him back. I don't love blocking people because I don't like them to get the satisfaction. But I can understand your point of view, which is, oh, I don't care at all.
No, I don't care.
Who gives a rip?
Go ahead, have the satisfaction. I don't care. If you're going to say something stupid, I have no time for it. Like, don't say something stupid. I blocked somebody the other day. I'm not even going to tell you why. Nope. Not going to tell you why.
But you went Mutombo. Bang, block.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
No time. See ya. Didn't know who you were before. Don't care who you are now.
Never going to think about you again in my entire life.
You're gone. Like, I never knew who you were before. You just popped up. Don't need you. Clearly. See ya.
I hate the idea that people are going to... Like, I'm blocking you for a reason. I don't want to interact with you. I don't want you seeing my stuff either. I got good stuff. I don't want you looking at my stuff. Get away from my stuff.
Block him back.
Block him back. This guy's a jerk. Get out of here. Thing about mute, though, is you'll send out a tweet... And then I'll be like, wow, I'm getting a lot of interaction. Then you click on a tweet, and it's like, mute. It's like, oh, dang.
And then you read them.
And then you read them.
Yeah, that's my problem, because I'll just read it.
Some people, like, I will mute people immediately if there's, like, personal attacks, anything like that. But some people I have muted just because of the sheer volume.
Yes.
And just the argumentative nature.
Yes.
Like, just... tweet after tweet after everything I say is wrong, and they're not being personal about it, but it's like everything you want to argue about.
Yes.
No, get out of here. Don't need the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously, man, if I was not in this position where you really need social media for our jobs, I would wash my hands of it.
Oh, yeah.
3 weeks for paternity leave, I was off. It's amazing what that does to your psyche.
Yes.
It's like you just don't think about it, and it's addicting too.
I just, if we didn't have this job, I just wouldn't tweet. I'd read stuff just to keep up.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't tweet ever.
No.
I don't think that you and I really tweet that much compared to like Pony.
No, Pony tweets all the time.
Yeah. I very rarely tweet. And if it is, it's about like horror movies or something.
That's right. Or saying that people who don't know about football are talking about football and then making Mulsey feel insecure because he thinks you're talking about him.
Right.
Which I would do the same thing. One more note on last night's hockey game. Bob Grove, great Penguins historian, tweeted this out. It's just wonderful. Sid's 500th goal had just one assist. Yevgeny Malkin. Gino's 500th goal had just one assist.
Wow.
Sid. Things happen for a reason. And real quick on that assist from Sid. It started in the D zone. Bang, pick the pocket, gets the other way. Real quick, warp speed, and then it's just hard work, effort from Gino jamming the thing away.
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss, perfect.
Beautiful.
Shall we talk ball?
Let's do it.
Pat Bostic going to join us next from 7 o'clock until 9. We've got Bill Hillgrove at 7:50. We've got Jeff Hathorn at 7:35. Jam-packed show, having a blast. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We get to the quarterback with our quarterback when we come back, but first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.